Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us today for Live Dharma Sunday. Please note that if you have called in to listen to today's broadcast, then all lines have been placed on mute to avoid background interference. If you're listening from any of our Bright Dawn sites, note that it is not necessary to call in. You may have to wait a second or two for the loading and buffering process to complete, but if there is still no audio, please refresh your page. For more information about Bright Dawn and its activities and links to our social media sites, please visit brightdawn.org. Once again, thank you for listening to Live Dharma Sunday, and enjoy the talk.
And welcome everyone to Live Dharma Sunday for September 19th, 2021. Koyo Kubosa here. I'm so very glad you joined us. Oh boy, oh boy. I was thinking about everyday chores that we do. And one of them that I do is I water the plants around the house. Okay, so in the back patio, in the front patio, and in the vegetable garden, those three areas I water every morning. And so sort of the topic of today's message is to increase our awareness of daily routines and the teachings that they can contain for us. For example, when I vacuum, you know, I don't think anybody likes to vacuum the rugs in their house. And it's a chore that you kind of do because you have to do it, okay, in the name of cleanliness and so forth, or maybe or sometimes people only vacuum when company might be coming over. And there's a satisfaction, I think, not just after completion of household chores, but during the activity itself. You know, it all depends, of course. It's a cliche, but your attitude. And why does vacuuming have to be a real negative chore? You know, I was thinking about this. I think about it all the time because I vacuum. You know, I've been vacuuming for many, many years. And when you do something quite often, you want to kind of process it differently. And maybe vacuuming lends itself to it's kind of a quiet activity, even though there's a loud vacuum going on. And I was thinking myself, well, okay, I'm vacuuming. Can't vacuuming be a meditative activity? Okay. By meditative, I mean there's a tranquilness in the repetition of a simple activity, and you become one with that activity, okay? You kind of shut off the filtering or the judging that you do. I got to do this. I got to get over get through with this right away and stuff. But you say, vacuum, you know. And you get into vacuuming. And there's something about, There's a peacefulness or calmness there. And I think it lends itself to introspection because it's a routine, you know, and you don't have to think about anything much. And you do it, you've been doing it all the time. Okay? There's something that could be nurturing about the life lessons that you could receive. Okay? It's peaceful, calm, quiet. Okay? Usually you're by yourself, okay, and that's important for introspection and self-reflection. And you open yourself up and see what comes up. And inevitably, there's certain things that are quite common in a watering routine. So, oh, these plants are, they must be very thankful. They're thirsty. You know, you start to empathize with that aspects of that activity. And you start seeing, oh, water. You know, water is so important, not only to plants, but to human beings in terms of health and things like this. And it makes the activity come alive in a sense. And you start thinking about the theme or topic of water. Okay. And you say, hey, water, gee, water's so essential for the planet. You know, if there's no water, there can be no life on any, on a planet. Water, you know, and what is water? What's involved in what produces water in the atmosphere, or rain or moisture, and all about the climate aspects of it, you know, meteorology, I guess they call it. I don't know why I call meteorology that field of weather, okay? Meteorology, you think about a meteor. Well, I'm going to have to look that up, what that root of that word is. Increasing awareness of our daily routines and the teachings that they can contain for us. Mm-hmm. Meditative vacuuming, meditative watering of a, you know, household plants, huh? To open up to that activity, to receive the calm, peaceful quietness of it, nurture the introspection of it, and by golly, all kinds of teachings come around. That's all for today's broadcast. Till next time, keep going, and you have a wonderful day. Thank you.